The first pope to use a Twitter account has arrived in the U.S., and students at St. Joseph's College in Standish say they will be following the historic visit. Like the nation as a whole, membership in the Catholic Church in Maine has been on the decline for decades, especially among young people. At St. Joseph, students gave Pope Francis high marks for showing tolerance in the way he talks about social issues that divide the church. But will that by itself be enough to bring more young people back to regular Mass at the only Catholic college in the least religious state in the nation? Jay Field reports.
11:45 a.m. Mass at St. Joseph's College ended a few minutes ago. The pews are empty in the small chapel. The air still smells of candle wax. Light streams in over the altar, refracted by a large stained glass window depicting the college's view over nearby Sebago Lake.
That stained glass window is actually kind of a reminder that, you know, God's everywhere. God's in nature. God's here on campus.
Chris Hughes is one of nearly 1,000 students who attend this small liberal arts college founded in 1912 by the Sisters of Mercy. College officials estimate that more than half of the students were raised in Catholic families. Hughes, who grew up in Fall River, Massachusetts, says he went to church regularly and is actively involved in campus ministry.
We do have a nice crowd that comes together for Mass on Sundays.
But it's not a large crowd. Father John McHugh is in his fifth year as campus chaplain at St. Joseph's.
Some of our Catholic and non-Catholic students are basically not affiliated with any religion or any church. They just have backed away.
There are also lots of students like junior Amanda Tarlow.
My family usually goes like Christmas, Easter, whenever.
Tarlow, though, says she'll be following Pope Francis's visit to the U.S.
I've heard a lot of good things about him, like he's really concerned about the environment, and then I don't know if he's for gay marriage, but he's like okay with it. I thought I heard that somewhere. I'm not sure, but I thought that was pretty cool.
Pope Francis does not favor gay marriage, but the way the pontiff talks about controversial social issues has been widely seen as an effort to push Catholicism in a more modern, inclusive direction. 2 years ago, he uttered the now famous words, "Who am I to judge?" when asked about gay priests. He's called on the church to embrace Catholics who've remarried without annulment. He's said women should not be ordained, but should have a larger role in the church. And he's granted priests the right to forgive women for having abortions during the Holy Year of Mercy. Garrett Force, a junior from Worcester, is a devout Catholic who plans to settle in Maine after college.
He brings a whole new view of Catholicism while still holding to the core beliefs and doctrines.
It's a papacy that's resonating with many church-going Catholics. But what about the disaffected? Hannah Gonville, a theology major, is from Madawaska, where she says Mass attendance has been declining for years, especially among young people.
I think he can definitely draw a lot of people back to the church. He's charismatic enough that he can sort of find something that will draw the people in.
Father John McHugh says he was struck by the Pope's charisma as he followed Francis's trip to Brazil 2 years ago.
Millions of people, most of them young people, just flocking to him. And I think he'll have a similar immediate impact on some of the young people in our country.
The frenzied crowd that greeted the Pope on his parade through the streets of Washington Wednesday suggests McHugh may be right. But the longtime college chaplain says it's what young Catholics do with all that energy that will determine whether Francis can convince some of them to come back to Mass. For MPBN News, I'm Jay Field.